This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Joining us this morning, local historian Dale Maley. And Dale, we're going to talk today about the founding of Fairbury.
Yes, there has been some things written before about the founding of Fairbury, but I had several things all kind of come together at the same time recently, and I became aware of a new database by the Bureau of Land Management, and it actually contains all the purchases of farmland that were made from the government very early on, and you can search that by the purchaser's name or the township they lived in. So that's a way to go see who the early pioneers were and where they settled. I also became aware of a completed land abstract. What's interesting, this abstract goes clear back to the founding of Fairbury. And it also introduces a new character into the story, a Dr. J. Leland Miller. We'll talk about him in a second. Also recently, Diane Pulowski, who's a member of the Fairbury Museum Board, she had done some excellent research, and she identified all the 262 people that lived in Fairbury in 1860 and what their occupations were. And then we had another local gentleman, Bill Fugit. He donated some clay tile to our Fairbury Museum, and he believes that tile was actually made on the Fugit farm north of Fairbury. So I took all these recent events, stirred them together, and wrote a new book.
How far back are we going? Middle of the 19th century, or are we talking earlier than that?
Yeah, pretty good guess. We're about 1840. In that time period, the general thought was, hey, if land's not close to a river and it doesn't have any trees, it's worthless. So that's why Southern Illinois was settled first, and we were actually dead last, Central Illinois, in the state to be settled.
Interesting.
And in 1840, there's a few pioneer farmers settled in the three townships around Fairbury. And what I found was every single one bought land either on the Vermilion River or on Indian Creek in Fairbury. So they pretty much followed that adage that needed to be close to water and have trees.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was about a 12-year lull in new pioneers until about 1852. And then Congress passed a law in 1850 that granted farmland to military veterans, primarily War of 1812 veterans. Now, just imagine you're living out in the East Coast somewhere, and you got a government grant for some swamp land in Illinois, and you have no interest in moving to Illinois. So what you could do is sell those land rights at a discount to the official federal government rate, which is $2.50 an acre. So the guys that were interested in farming, they bought those rights from the military veterans, and it triggered a new wave of pioneer farmers between 1852 and 1855. Now, they phased the law out in 1860, so the land sales kind of died off also.
And as you say, it was not any kind of nefarious deal because there were people who wanted land, people who had land and didn't want it, so it all worked out beautifully.
Yes, it did. Then the state of Illinois came along in 1851, and they authorized the Peoria and Oquawka Railroad to run new tracks from Peoria east to the Indiana state line. And you probably never heard of that railroad, but eventually it became the TP&W Railroad.
Okay.
Now, the farmers and land speculators, boy, they got excited about that news because if they could get the railroad to run through their farm and then set up a new town, they could convert their farmland over to city building lots and make a lot of money. So there was a lot of speculation going on. So as the new railroad got closer to Fairbury, there was a competition between three area farmers. One of them, Caleb Patton, offered the railroad engineer, who was Octave Chanute, he said, hey, you run the railroad through my farm, I'll give you half the new building lots in the town. And Mr. Chanute, being pretty wise engineer, he chose that guy for the option. Now, the other two farmers, they were not too happy about that, and they threatened to get court injunctions. So this Octave Chanute came up with a pretty brilliant plan. He ran the new railroad up to Patton's farm, and he stopped. Then he went on the other side of Patton's farm and resumed. Then he waited till Friday night, sent his crew in. They worked all weekend. They finished the stretch through Patton's farm. And he knew the Livingston County Courthouse in Pontiac was closed on Saturdays and Sundays, so they couldn't get a court injunction. So they got it built, and then Sunday night they run a locomotive over the track, and there was another state law saying that once you ran the locomotive over the track, you couldn't take the track back up again. So quite a story.
And we should mention, if people don't recognize that name, Octave Chanute, that's who Chanute Air Force Base was named after. He distinguished himself by being one of the guys that the Wright brothers contacted when they had questions about airplanes. So
yeah, he was a unique guy because he switched careers from being a civil engineer over to what we would call an aeronautical engineer today, and he helped the early guys like the Wright brothers. So yes, you're correct.
quite a guy. And right here in Livingston County, he was hard at work.
Research in the book was really interesting. I got to develop the first story that kind of combines how the farm areas were settled and the village of Verbury was settled. So hopefully it'll help people better understand how our area got settled.
Where can people find it, Dale? Where can people get a hold of the book?
So I donated copies of the book to the Verbury Domini Library, Verbury Echoes Museum, and the Pontiac Library. The Walton Center in Verbury actually is now selling all of my history books, so you can stop in there as well. Or go to Amazon.com, and they have both ebook and printed versions there as well.
And what's the book called?
The Founding of Verbury, Illinois.
By Dale Maley. Maley is spelled M-A-L-E-Y. Well, we wish you well with the latest effort, Dale. It's very interesting to hear. And as always, much more complicated stories and much more interesting stories than perhaps we give our local area credit for. So thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
That's Dale Maley. He's a local historian, and he has published several books on area history, the latest of which about the founding of Verbury. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. That's the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.